Episode 2.
Umarabaki ve ashleichem, isru vayil ashleichem. Lifnei mi atem metarim, atem metarim umi metarim eschem. Lifnei mi atem metarim, atem metarim umi metarim eschem.
Shalom, this is Rabbi Eliyahu Mitterhof. In this week's podcast on Classes in Talmud, we're going to be learning Kedushin 2b, the third Tosfos, Pruta Ushave Pruta. We know according to Beis Hillel in the Mishnah, he says that you can marry a woman with a Pruta or a Shave Pruta, either with a coin, the currency of a Pruta, or he can actually marry her with a Shave Pruta, which is an object. So Tosfos has a problem with that. He says it's extraneous to tell us that you can marry her with a coin, because surely if you can marry a woman with an object, for sure you can marry her with a coin. So why do we just teach that you can marry her with Shave Pruta, with an object? You don't need to teach that you can marry her with a coin, just like it teaches in Baba Metzia. It says in Baba Metzia on Daf Nun Hey 55, the first Daf, it says, Chamishim Prutun Heim. Va'isha Mekodesh is B'Shave Pruta. It doesn't talk about the actual Pruta, it just skips to the Shave Pruta. So why doesn't our Mishnah follow this same example and just teach the Shave Pruta? You don't need to teach the word Pruta. That's Peshitta. That's simple. That breaks one of the rules of logic, which is to teach something extraneous that you don't need. If we can figure out ourselves, so why teach it? So Tosfos answers, since the Mishnah starts out that you can acquire a woman with kesef shtar ubiya, you can acquire her with currency, a document, or through a act. So we want to explain what the currency is exactly. Since it says kesef, we want to teach you which type of kesef we're referring to, and that is a pruta. Beis Shammai says it's a dinar, Beis Hillel says it's a pruta, but I want to teach you that to tell you which kesef we're referring to. And he continues that now that we've taught kesef, since you have to teach which type of kesef it is, you would maybe think only kesef and not shavi kesef. Since you would have said pruta, so you would have thought only the pruta, not the shavi pruta. So therefore it comes out, I need to teach both. I need to first teach which type of kesef, which is a pruta, and then I need to tell you that it's not only that type of kesef. Because you would have thought, since we learned kesef from Stei Ephron, from the field that Avram Avinu bought, and we make a gezer sheva, kika, of buying and buying, since you can buy a field, we know that it also says taking by a field, and it says taking by a woman, so you know that kesef works. But if I would have only taught kesef, and not shavi kesef, I would have thought that it's specifically kesef and not shavi kesef. Now, Tosfos has a difficulty on this, which is, I'm going to read this difficulty according to the Ran and the Marashah. If you want to say that everywhere it states kesef, we also say in Svara, we also say it's a simple idea that it also means shavi kesef, the value of kesef, which means things. We see this is not true, because by the case of an Eved Ivri, when a slave tries to redeem himself, it says they're kesef. You could redeem himself with kesef. We also know that it's true that he can redeem himself with shavi kesef, but we don't know it from a svara, from a simple idea. We need a verse to teach it to us. Because the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Tet Zayin Amud Aleph, says over there where it explains how a slave can, Eved Ivri, a Jewish slave, can redeem himself, Giran Kesef. So it has two pasukim. Bishlema Kesef, that's good Kesef, it says over there in Gemara Kedushin, because it's written in Vayikrum, a Kesef Maknaso. Shavi Kesef Nami. And I have a second pasuk. It says, Yashiv Guloso Amar Rachmana. Since there's an extra word yashiv in the pasuk, it comes to include shavi kesef. So Tosfos has a problem. Where does our Mishnah know that shavi kesef is going to work by Kedushin? Since we see by an Eved Ivri, even though it says kesef, you need a second limud, a second teaching to tell us that shavi kesef would work. So therefore, we should also need a second teaching here by Kedushin. Where do you know that a man can marry a woman with shavi kesef? Tosfos now brings us another difficulty. What's the source for pidgin a ben? We know that a man should redeem his firstborn son from the Kohen after 30 days. So it says there that he can redeem him with kesef. But where do we know that you can redeem him with shavi kesef? Since the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Chet, on Daf 8a, states that Rav Kahana redeemed a firstborn with Shaveh Kesef. So what's the source for such a thing? So Tosfos answers, we can learn the din of Pidgin Aben, redeeming a firstborn, from Gemara in Shavuos on Daf Dawud Amud Beis, which states that the din of Shaveh Kesef by a Pidgin Aben is learned from a prat klal prat. In other words, in the Pesukim, in the verse, if you start out with a particular, then you move to a general and move back to a particular. The Gemara states over there, Maha Prat, what is the particular? Mefarish Davar Matatlin, that you can use things, movables, Vagufo Mamon, and money. Afkol Davar Matatlin and Vagufo Mamon. Also, Pidgin Aben, you can use Matatlin and Gufo Mamon. That's what the Gemara in Shavuos says. So we have a source for Pidgin Aben, which is a Prat Klal Prat. From this Prat Klal Prat, we also learn out that, for example, land will not work because it's not metatalin, it's not movable property. And also, avadim, you can't trade an evid, a slave, because that has a keshet karkos. But this is a side point which we're going to bring up later. But the bottom line is we learn Pidgin Aben from a prat klal prat. But that doesn't solve all of our problems, because we also have erchin, it's also written kesef. If a man wants to give his own personal value, what he's worth, to the base of Migdash, so can he give Shaveh Kesef? We know that he can give Kesef, but where do we know that he can give Shaveh Kesef? Things. Also, there's another problem. How do we know by Hegdesh that you can redeem it Shaveh Kesef? For example, if something has already been consecrated to the temple, how can you redeem it with Shaveh Kesef? What's the source for that? We know Kesef works, but where's Shaveh Kesef? How do we know that that works? So Tosfos explains that it's possible that maybe we learn Hegdesh also from a Prat Klal Prat. Even though we don't see that Prat Klal Prat but in the Pesukim, but still we know that Hegdesh will not work with land, Karka, and it also won't work with Shtar, which is the same thing that the other Prat Klal Prat by Pidgin Aben came to exclude. So since you see that they're excluded, it's possible that Hegdesh also is learnt from a Prat Klal Prat, that it works with Shaveh Kesef. This is really just a circumstantial proof, but still, it's a possibility that we learn it from a Prat Klal Prat. And he brings the two Gemaras, one from Baba Metzia, Daf Nud Amud Aleph, which states, Hegdesh enu mischalo akarka. You see that Hegdesh cannot fall on land. And the Gemara Kedushin says in Daf Hey Amud Aleph that a shtar enu pidyon ben Hegdesh. A shtar is not going to work. So those two facts together gives us the possibility that maybe it's learned from a Prat Klal Prat, even though we don't know where it is. So where are we holding? We're left, well, what's our source for Kedushin and Archin? Where do we know that a man can marry a woman with Shaveh Kesef? And where do we know that a man can give his own personal value to the Beis HaMikdash with Shaveh Kesef? So Tosfos wants to answer that we learn those two cases from the Eved Ivri. Remember, we had two Pesukim by Eved Ivri. We had Kesef and Shaveh Kesef. We had in Vayikra, it said Makesef Makneso, and Shaveh Kesef was also learned from Yishuv Galato. So we see we have an explicit limud in Eved Ivri, and we're going to learn what's called a Binyan Av. We're going to use that as the source and make it into a general principle. And we can learn from there that Kedushin and Archin both work with Shaveh Kesef. So that will be our source. So Tosfos now continues with another difficulty. Wait a second. If you want to say that's your source, that's impossible. Why? Because we know there's a verse by Nezikin, by damages, that also teaches us that you can pay damages in Shaveh Kesef. So if it's written in two places, both Kesef and Shaveh Kesef, both by an Eved Ivri, a Jewish slave, and by Nezikin, we have a principle that comes into play, which is Shtei Kesuv Moim Ke'echad Ein Melamdin. Whenever you have two verses teaching you the same thing, that means it's specifically in these cases and cannot to extend to anywhere else in the Torah. So if that's true, we won't be able to learn to Kedushin and Archin. And where do we know in Nezikin that you can pay with Shaveh Kesef? It says in Baba Kama, on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, that Yeshiv, the Rebo Shaveh Kesef, Afilu Suban, you can even pay with flour. So now we have two limuds, and if you have two limuds, shtei kesubim, two pesukim, two verses, boim kecha, they come together, ein melamdin, you can't learn to anywhere else, it's specifically here. That's one of the rules of drushot. So Tosfos gives two answers and explains there's a reason why we need both pesukim, because you can't learn one from the other. You won't be able to learn Nezikin from Eved Ivri, and you won't be able to learn Eved Ivri from Nezikin. So both of the pesukim are needed. And since both of the pesukim are needed, the rule of Shtekesum Boim Kecha, two verses come as one, Eim Elamna, that we do not learn, does not apply, since you have a specific need for both pesukim. You can still learn from them Kedushin and Archin. So Tosfos' first answer is, if we just would have wrote Eved Ivri by itself and not wrote by Nezikin, we never would have known Shehakpida Kasuv L'Inin Meitev. We wouldn't know by Nezikin when it happens you have to pay with the best of your land. For example, if you were to use Shavei Kesev in the case of Nezikin, you'd have to pay with the best if it was land. You couldn't learn that from Eved Ivri because it's not true by an Eved Ivri. Therefore, I need both the Pasuk of Eved Ivri and the Pasuk of Nezikin. On the other hand, if I just would have wrote Nezikin, I would have made a mistake that even an Eved Ivri, when he wants to pay from Shavei Kesev, that he has to pay Meitev, he has to pay with the best of his land if he wants to give land. So I need both verses, both by Eved Ivri and Nezikin, to be able to learn out the proper laws. That was Tosfos' first answer. Tosfos' second answer, Inami, he says that if I would have wrote Eved Ivri, I wouldn't have known Nezikin, because I would have thought that I could use Shavei Kesef by an Eved Ivri to make it easier for him to be redeemed, that he shouldn't be trapped by his owners. And that's why I allowed Shavei Kesef by an Eved Ivri. But by Nezikin, we wouldn't allow such a thing. And the opposite, if I would have only known by Nezikin that I can use Shavei Kesef, I wouldn't have known that I can use it by an Eved Ivri. Because why did this Eved Ivri become a slave? The Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph states that since he dealt with Shvias, since he started to sell Shvias, which he wasn't supposed to do, he wound up in such a matzav, a condition, that one sin led to the next, that he wound up with no money at all, and he had to be sold into slavery. So even though I wouldn't have known that I can use Shavei Kesef, I could pay with Nezikin with things, I wouldn't have known it that an Eved Ivri can redeem himself with things, because you would have thought the Torah was more makpid, more strict with him. So either way, according to both Tosfos' answers, I need both pesukim to teach me that Shavei Kesef is like Kesef. And therefore, I do not have my rule, the Shtei Kesuvim Boim Ke'echad, Ein Melamdin, that I cannot learn from them. And I can learn Kedushin and Archin from these two pesukim. We're going to get involved in exactly which pasuk we're learning from. The Marashua is going to explain that. So Tosfos ends off, wait a second. So why does Pidgin Aben have a klal pra klal? Another limud? We have enough limudim. We could have learned from Eved Ivri and Nezikin. Or just from Eved Ivri, or just from Nezikin. So he explains, the reason we want to learn a klal pra klal, a particular, a general, and back to a particular, because it not only teaches us the law, but it also teaches what will not work. For example, that karka and shtaros will not work by a pidgin aben. You cannot do a pidgin aben with land or with documents. I now want to explain the Marashua. I'm going to read it inside, and Bezrat Hashem, from now on, the Tosfos and the Gemaras, I would like to read them inside. The Marashua says like this. What that we wrote, according to Tosfos, that we learned the Din of Kedushin and Archin from Eved Ivri, Hainu L'chad Terutze. That's really only according to one of the answers of Tosfos, which is the first answer. I'm going to explain. It says like this. It's only according to the first answer of Tosfos who explains the reason why we can't learn Nezikin from Eved Ivri is because Nezikin is more strict. And it requires the best of the land. If you were to pay with Karka and Shavei Kesef, you would have to pay Meitev. So even though you know that an Eved can use Shavei Kesef, but you're not going strict on the Eved, so you wouldn't be able to learn that I could use Shavei Kesef by Nezikin, even if I knew Eved, because by Nezikin I know that I have to pay Meitev, the best of my land. But it's only according to this answer that yes, I can learn Kedushin and Archin from Eved Ivri, because I don't have the problem of Meitev. In other words, they're equal. There's no din of Meitev for Kedushin and Archin, so they're equal with Eved, and I can learn from Eved. Masha Enkin, according to the second answer of Tosfos, we cannot learn from Eved. Why not? The Marashua continues and says like this. The leker lemilav nizak me'ever ivri mishum the ema the hakolav the chilek the split that we made why we cannot learn nezik from ever ivri is because by an ever ivri we go make on him we go easy on him hakatuv bishum kesef kedei shelo yitamei ben hanochrim so that he doesn't get stuck by his owners we want to make it easy for the slave to be redeemed and since we want to make it easy for the slave to be redeemed. Well, we say there you can use Shavei Kesef. But even if we knew that, you wouldn't be able to learn Nezikin because there's no reason to go easy in Nezikin. Why we allow Nezikin to use Shavei Kesef if there's no need? So if that's the split between Nezikin and Eved Ivri, it would also apply to Kedushin and Archin. Why? Im kein hachinami mahaitam aleka limit of Kedushin and Archin, Eved Ivri. For the same logic, you won't be able to learn them either. Why? Because the reason why you're allowing Shavei Kesef to work by an Eved is because you want to go easy on him to be able for him to redeem himself. But you won't want to go easy also in the cases of Kedushin and Archin, just like you wouldn't want to go easy in the case of Nezikin. So according to that answer, we can't learn anything from Eved. And therefore the Maharsho wants to explain, according to the second answer, we're going to learn Kedushin and Archin from Nezikin. Ela dahahu tarutzo svarle denilav archin v'kedushim nezikin v'chein nirmer devarehim lekaman. So even though Tosfos said earlier that we learn the din of kedushin and archin from Eved Ivri, well, that was really only according to his first answer. But according to his second answer, you will be forced to say that we learn kedushin and archin from nezikin. The Maharsho concludes with the Kesas Kasha with a little bit of a difficulty. He doesn't understand Baklal. Why do we need to learn from these Pesukim? Why don't we just learn from Svara like we thought originally? All of a sudden, we switched and we're learning from Pesukim. Really, we had a Svara that if you know Kesef, you automatically know Shavei Kesef. And now we're coming along and saying you have to learn Pesukim. He leaves that in a Kasha. So comes along the Rishash and the Atmos Yosef, and they both ask a Kasha on the Maharsho. They say, according to the Maharsho, if you want to play that game, we can also play it. In the first answer, was the reason why we cannot learn Nezikin from Eved Ivri, because if we were to use the source as the Nezikin, that requires Metev. So you would think that when a Eved Ivri redeems himself, he has to redeem himself with the best of the land, Metev. Shavei Kesef will have to be the best. That was the reason in the first answer why we couldn't learn Eved from Nezikin. If that's true, it should also apply by Kedushin. If you want to now say, Maharsho, that we are going to learn, according to the second answer, from Nezikin, we're going to learn the din of Kedushin that I can use Shavei Kesef, so the Shavei Kesef is going to have to be Metev. And we know that's not true. So I don't understand what you're saying, Maharsho. So the Avnei Meluim and the Shiri Rav Shmuel both give answers to this question of the Rishash and Atzmos Yosef on the Maharsho. According to the Avnei Meluim, it's not true. Even though you would think that you would use Metev when it came to an Eved redeeming himself, but you wouldn't think that by marriage, by Kedushin. Why? Because we know that a woman can get married. She can accept anything she wants. You'd have to pay Metev. Let's say the woman says, I don't want Metev. Just like by Nezik, that if he's willing to accept Zeburius, lower level land, he can. So that's not a problem by Kedushin, because maybe the woman, it would work if the woman accepted it. And the Shiri of Yishmuel gives an answer that Metev Baklal only would apply by Tashlum. The idea of Metev only applies by payments. When it comes to Kenyanim, a deal between two people, so that would be different. You don't require Metev at all. So that's the end of Class 2 in Kedushin 2b. Please share it with your friends. I'm going to leave notes at the bottom of this podcast. If you download the PDF, you'll be able to see all the sources that were used in this class.